over there.
We haven't seen Marley's yet.
We have not. Marley, can we see your titties?
Yes.
Oh, pretty.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, those are really nice.
Can you stand up and point them toward this camera? Sure. Because they're just stunningly beautiful.
Those are so pretty. Oh, my goodness. Great. Oh.
Can you do a jumping jack?
Can I?
Just bounce up and down on your toes.
Or just bounce something.
Keep going like that.
Now wiggle from left to the right. There you go. Jump again. Up and down.
Faster. They're really nice. Thank you, Marley. Yay.
Marley, please. Showing us her beautiful, fabulous titties. All right. Now, I don't know how you feel about this. It's snappy.
Sparky.
Why? I have to write that down.
Like spark plug.
Sparky. Now, you showed them to me before.
Do you want my boobs out or in?
No, keep them out, baby.
Okay.
Keep them out.
Sure.
May I see your titties? Sure. Are you going to allow us to see them on camera or no?
I'm about to sign a release, so I guess, but...
Okay,
neck down would be
better.
So can I tweet a picture?
Okay,
or no?
the camera's with there, so
boobs only. Okay.
This is just for me. The camera cannot see them from me, so don't take any photos.
Okay.
Oh no, boobs only. Just no face. Just leave her face out of it.
You can do titties, just no face.
Yeah, okay. Anonymous boobs.
Oh my God, these are fucking beautiful.
Squeeze them together. Take one on one hand and squish and smush them together. And go jugga, 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 jugga. Isn't that the best thing ever? Like, ever?
I'm in heaven.
But take a vine.
I'm just taking a photo first.
Can you do a vine on that camera?
That's a vine.
The seven-second video.
You know what? Actually, Vine has a new policy.
No nudity?
Yeah, what's up with that?
For this?
Vine.
For this, because they don't want people shooting booby pictures.
Oh, well, boo-hoo.
I know. Because kids might see it, kids might see a boob then have nightmares.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Because, all are going to have sex someday.
Okay, I know.
Playing with one of the most beautiful sets of titties I've ever played with.
All hers.
And I heard
the nature
born. Done them for a while. What's wrong with that?
No biting. Nice only to her. She's a sensual.
I just asked if I could snap a little.
Wow.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, she said a little. Yeah. Oop, that was not gentle. I'm not gentle into pain. I grew up getting spanked.
Do you hear that?
Wow.
That's the sound of happiness.
No.
Can you enjoy playing from the submissive role in a kinky scene?
Isn't that interesting? I've played both roles, actually.
I did a
pretty interesting femdom scene one time in Florida.
I bet you are very good at being a femdom.
I've got some good pictures.
I bet.
Show you.
You know what? I can totally see that in you. And... ask Nina. When Nina and I, we waited 26 years before we did our first sex scene together. We'd been in scenes together. She fucked me with a radish once.
It was a daikon
radish. But we never really got to go out until for 26 years. And it was so worth the wait.
Absolutely.
But I kept thinking, I am so going to fuck her up. I am just going to take over. I'm going to be all these things I've wanted to do to Nina after all these years. I'm going to actually do them. And Nina had the same thought. Like a fish.
I call the rotisserie school of sex because, who's on top? But we have something that Stevie's going to help us with, aren't we?
Are we going to put our dildos first?
Uh-huh.
Each of us have a Screaming O bullet. I've just turned mine on.
How do I help this?
But you just...
Mine didn't work, so I drew it.
You're going to be reading some positions.
Positions? Oh, no. Okay.
But not quite yet.
But wait till we get them in. Everybody get yours in. And my thought here is most people use a bullet on their clit. And a bullet for me is not strong enough. So I thought my clit is inside. And if I put this inside my pussy,
it'll hit your G-spot.
Up beyond my G spot,
it could work.
It might work. So
what have we done? We have tied a knot in the condom. Okay. Why are we doing that? Because we do not want body fluids to be in contact with an electrical device, even though it has a gasket.
Something might happen.
Well, then I better get a condom.
Wait, we're used to getting shocked on this show.
No, I don't. My pussy, I don't care. I'm going to wet mine.
Ginger is licking.
Ginger's old school. I am. Ginger's old school. I am stuck being a nurse. Like, well, she needs to be really clean.
She's dancing over there.
I'm trying to get it past my. Trying to get past my G spot, which is like okay, up in there, get in there. Shit. It's like,
oh my I'm God. Going in.
Marley's working on hers.
Oh, mine went sideways.
Your chairs rock because if they do,
rocking in your chair.
I have never put.
This is weird. Is it weird? Why is it weird?
And it rings. A bullet in my pussy
me
before.
Neither.
I've always used it on my on the outside. And I'm going to put my stand up.
Oh,
my God.
Everyone's going to stand
up. It's a whole different thing when you stand up.
Oh, it is. Oh, my goodness. It's a very deep. Yeah. It's way up there next to my cervix. So it's really deep.
Nice.
Very subtle. Very, very subtle. Very, very subtle, subtle.
I want mine way up inside.
Are you
good luck on that.
Screaming deep, deep, deep inside.
I just put mine up as far as I could.
When I sit down, I can't feel it as much as when I'm standing up. Interesting.
Oh. I'm standing up and I'm pressing my pelvis back and forth. And
what about if you shake to the left or right?
And the right.
So this is
from the left to the right.
So this is Nina sitting on the chair and humping the chair just dulls it. Sitting still is fun, but first.
Okay, Nina's now wiggling. Anything from left to right? Or it's still...
I can feel it best when I'm standing still, standing up.
Mike keeps wanting to slide out when I wiggle too
much. I know, because you're such a juicy girl.
Oh.
And I didn't even use lube.
Because you're too juicy girl. You're that girl. No, see, juicy.
I'm a juicy girl, too.
Ginger and I are so opposite each other. So she's Midwest. I'm from the left coast. She's military gasmic. I'm good for one. I'm a dry girl who's a lube junkie. She's a naturally wet girl. Lou, who needs lube? Let's get some spit.
Spit on it, baby. Just spit.
I know. We love her. We love Ginger Lynn.
You know, it's funny, though. Like, I will push some type of dildo or something inside of me and my vagina will just push it right back out.
Mm-hmm. It's very strong in there.
It's like, fuck.
And the more orgasms I have, like if I've got something in there that maybe is shaped with a wide base and it's thinner at the top, it'll
right
get
out.
Stuck in there.
What?
It'll get stuck. Yeah. No. I'll have an orgasm so hard that it'll just suck it up inside and I to pull it out, it hurts.
Wow. So that's happened when you fist somebody and you have to wait for them to relax to get your hand back.
Get your
hand. Like, you do.
I've never fisted somebody.
Have you ever been fisted? Because it's a lot of fun.
You know, funny story.
Yes?
The last time that I worked for Kink, I asked the to do or to not to do, you know, whatever. I said not to and found out somebody did.
They fisted you even though you said not to.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
How did that go? Did you enjoy it?
I don't really know. It was the whole.
Did it feel good?
Event was awesome.
Cool.
It was a great, awesome experience. So it is what it is. And I mean, I guess.
If her hands are very small, I can take it.
I would maybe let it happen again. I guess it just has to be the right fist.
Right.
I mean, it can't be some ginormous fist.
Okay, go right ahead. Stevie, all right, give myself and the beautiful Miss Marley Blaze our first girl position. We're going to see if we can get through, how many we can get through. And I'm loving this inside my pussy. I turn mine sideways now because it was sliding out. So I put it going
sideways. Interesting idea.
And it's that way it's not trying to come out anymore. It's just kind of hanging there. It's hanging out.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sparky's in the back just rocking in her chair, going at it. She's a happy girl.
Yeah.
All right, what is the very first, how many different lesbian sex positions are there?
There are, we have
And they're written out, they're worded out. Like, they gave you real instructions here.
These are,
All right.
Just in case you don't know what a picture looks like, you have
the
real
deal. Do we have photos too?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, they give you the real deal. That's because they know women will read the instructions. Oh,
all right, let me take my belt off here before because I don't want anything that's going to be uncomfortable. Okay. All right, so what's the first position?
The first position, we need a receptive partner.
Okay.
On their hands and knees.
All right. Do you want to be receptive or do you want to be the giver?
Yeah, receptive.
I think I will be the receptor.
The receptor.
Time.
You know, let me get out my saran wrap.
Okay.
Nina will kill me if I don't.
Here. All right. I'm not really sure what that means, but
saran wrap is for a barrier. It's a barrier.
Okay.
Yeah, between you and Ginger. During this hot lesbian action that you're about to perform.
Oh no! Have you ever had saran wraps? Ever received saran wrap sex? So if a lot of people. The secret to good saran wrap oral sex, as you know, Miss Lynn, is to put lube between her and the saran wrap.
Well, I don't know what the first position is, but I'm getting my props.
I heard receptive female, which would today be you.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So we've got Marley Blaze is going to be the receptive. So she has to be on her hands and knees on the floor, correct?
Correct.
Do you want me down there now?
Yes. Get into position.
Here I go.
Here she goes, folks. And we're going to have the camera.
Let's have your head face. Which way is better? Jenny?
She's looking.
Her head facing that way. Okay. Hands and knees. We have Marley Blaze on the ground.
Oh, this
on
gets,
her hands and knees. Okay, this now.
This is interesting. Now the this is now the active partner.
That would be Ginger.
Kneels behind her.
All right, getting my saran wrap out.
And you have to kneel behind with your head between her legs.
Well, I have
you can't kneel. No, she would have to be in her bed. Physically doesn't work.
I'm trying to.
If she kneels behind her, she'd be wearing a strap on. Her face between her legs should be on her tummy or her back.
Well, these lesbians are very, very
limber. Let's see if I can lick her pussy from this position.
What says the receptive partner is on her hands and knees, and the active partner kneels behind with her head between her lover's legs.
Oh, I kneel behind?
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
My neck hurts listening to that.
I'm thinking that I've got my head.
And it's also a good position for analingus.
For analingus, so it's exactly what I was
saying. I'm trying to figure this out. Ginger is kneeling behind. We're trying to understand.
We're trying to figure out what's going on here. So Marley's wearing these beautiful, actually bright blue, bright pink shorts. Okay.
Oh, Marley's coming up.
Oh, hello.
They've changed it.
Da 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 da. She's got this beautiful, lithesome young body. Just beautiful cookie
hair,
but not in the way.
You've got a heart.
But it's totally not in the way. I think, honestly, forget lesbian position. I think Marsha laid her back. You should put some lube on her cookie and put that saran wrap on top of her cookie
and
do that.
We have a bunch of positions.
Okay,
take your bra off. Let's just try in order.
Oh man, pretty.
Let's just go back to number one.
Isn't that what we're at? Nice.
No, I was looking and I thought I didn't know we were doing all of them.
Oh, well, so, what was number one then?
Number one is the receptive partner lies on her back.
Okay, lie on your back.
On your back. With your legs spread.
Legs spread.
The other woman props herself
pop that back in.
Up on her elbows.
And don't forget, during all this time, we have a buzzing vibrator inside of Marley.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to need someone to hold the microphone. All right, so Stevie, bring your list down. Hold the microphone. You're going to have to go back and forth between myself.
And I'm here to say that Marla looks beautiful on her back. I can see if you look at the right channel. She has a beautiful, yes, ma'am, here it be.
All right, so I'm going to put
they're passing the
gun. This is a silicone-based lube, which never gets gummy or sticky. And
I have poured cold lube.
It's room temperature. It's not cold.
It's freezing cold. And Marley Blaze's hot, fiery pussy. Now, here's my plastic wrap. I'm going to slide this over Marley's
and
pussy.
And Marley can hold the tops of it herself so Ginger can use her hands. So this, people, is really important. If you make the piece of plastic wrap really long, you can stick it under Marley's butt and won't move. You can have safe cunnilingus the very first time you meet somebody. This is when you talk about safer sex.
Oh yeah, this is amazing.
When you talk about safer sex, this is one of the things we do to have safer sex.
I going to
feel as interesting as good. Yeah, the lube behind it is the secret. The secret is to put lube between the saran wrap and the pussy.
I didn't know we were actually going to have lesbian sex.
This is the beauty of being with Ginger Lynn. What can I say?
Yeah.
You'll have to come back and, I'll strap it on and show you a really good time with the Hitachi. Make you do a lap dance.
Yeah. This is nice. Wow.
Oh, Ginger is just down there. She's
well, who
got
wouldn't
her butt
be down there? Marley's right cookie up is really, really appealing. It's tight and pretty and shaved and nicely groomed. A cute little heart-shaped patch of pubic hair. Discreetly out of the way of the working parts.
Now what I'm doing is I'm taking... Marley is holding the plastic from the top, and I've got the base of my hand, the flat part, and I'm pressing it up against her asshole. I'm pressing and then releasing. I'm going to take my thumb and press it up against her asshole, make little circles all the way around.
Take your thumb and just slide it into her pussy to push the vibrator back up in her a little bit.
I'm going to slide my finger.
Do you need
back
a glove?
Up.
I'll get you a glove.
No, I'm okay. Good.
Yay.
No, we've got plenty of plastic.
Yay.
And I'm sliding the vibrator back up so inside as nice deep as I can. Slowly, aww, just using the plastic. My finger is pushing the screaming up vibrator.
And Marley is not unhappy. This is really nice.
I'm trying now. I'm curling my finger up. I'm trying to get the back of the vibrator, of the screaming O bullet, to touch the back of Marley's G-spot. And I'm just using my finger, feeling those little ridges, circling it around the vibrator. And I'm not even taking my finger out. I'm just making circles inside where the vibrator is vibrating on my finger.
Nice.
On Marley's pussy.
And I get to watch. Yay.
And
my
Marley
life does
seems
not
to be
suck
enjoying it, pulling my finger back out. Now again, I'm going to press my whole hand as hard as I can.
And put the heel of your hand towards her puss, so it's pushing that in there indirectly. You're such a naughty girl, Ginger.
I am a naughty girl, just sliding it up and down now.
Ooh.
Now, these are just, we've got plenty
of
lesbian sex positions.
What's next, Stevie?
Okay. The next position says, the receptive woman sits in a chair, so.
Receptive woman sits in a chair. We have to get something clean for Marley to put her pretty butt on, because
she would
bare butt on chair, not good.
Oh, the towels are in the dryer. Are there any clean towels?
I'll have to go fly over there and see.
You know, let's just put this on the
Oh, the fascinator blanket. You can get the fascinator blanket from the folks at Liberator, which is it's a waterproof and squirt-proof barrier, machine washable, and they're going to put it over the chair, put the satin side down on the chair.
Cool, I can feel that. Slide a chair right over here. I know, isn't that nice in your pussy?
Yeah. Let me get the wood, the metal chair.
Okay.
Oh, that does not roll. That's a good idea.
I love feeling my pussy.
We've got.
I love feeling my pussy vibrate the whole time that every
it's
move
very
that
subtle.
I make.
It's very low key.
It's really,
don't sit down,
really
no bear,
nice.
No, bear,
hold on,
no bear cooking on any furniture. That is Nurse Nina's word.
When Nurse Nina's here, we're much more.
I know you are, because you're
careful.
All
careful. All right.
Not
so
on
we
my
have
watch
the chair. So the recipient
sits on the chair,
which will once again be the wonderful Miss Marley Blaze,
who has been so nice as to loan her beautiful self to our.
All right, she's
depravity
in the
here
chair.
No, we need, okay, so we now her face has disappeared, but her cookie is right there.
And now you're down on your knees,
so
well,
Marley has become a headless wonder, but we know she's not really headless because she's a whole person, and we'll see her again when we're done here.
If we have to choose between the cookie and the face right now, let's go
I
for
the cookie.
Cookie,
I think so. But what are we doing to the cookie?
And now you just make love to her. In this position.
I just make love to her in this position. All right, Marley, I'm going to give you the microphone, okay, and maybe you can describe what I do to you.
Oh.
Okay. Until she can't talk anymore.
Okay. All right, so she is scratching me from my neck down my stomach between my breasts and rubbing me.
In a very slow fashion.
In a very slow fashion up to my neck. Oh, applying pressure to my neck. I like that a little
drop
bit.
Drop your head into my hands. Into my hands. Drop it as far as you can. Lean forward. Lean forward. And drop it until you're uncomfortable. Drop it until you can't do anymore. This is your game. You're doing it however hard you want it.
Boy, Ginger, you have really learned a thing or two.
Lean forward, drop your neck.
You just learned a thing or two.
Drop your neck and just let your weight go. And when you're uncomfortable, that's when you stop. Just trust me, I'm not going to tighten anymore.
This is actually how you do play with breath and power in the bedroom.
And you should get a little lightheaded. And the farther you fall, the lighter the head you're going to get now.
Yeah.
I'm going to push you back. That's all you get of that for now.
Fun, isn't that fun? Yeah.
I'm sliding my fingernails underneath and all around a circle on your left titty. I think, is that your right titty or your left? And now I'm going to flick your nipple. Just flick it a little bit. It's making love to you in my own special way. Now, running my fingers across Marley Blaze's titties over to the other one. Going in with my mouth. I'm just going to take a little bite.
Ginger is on Marley's breast.
Oh.
And Nina has just entered into the action. She is massaging Marley's head. She's coming really close.
Oh, yeah?
And Marley's smiling from ear to ear.
Well, thank you.
How you feeling there?
I feel amazing.
I wish you guys could see this.
I love it.
If you're just listening, I wish you could be watching. This is so pretty.
So
right now, Ginger has gone down. She is.
What I'm doing right now is I'm biting. I'm biting down the inside of Marley Place's stomach.
Nina on the back of Marley's neck and shoulders. And Ginger down there between Marley's pretty legs.
Bites out of your side.
Oh my goodness.
Nina's all over doing a number on that neck. Marley's neck.
Right.
I'm going in for the belly button.
Marley, you must have been a very good girl.
Oh, I think I was.
That song that you're listening to is Marley's belly button being tongue fucked.
Oh, this is so pretty. Wish you could see it.
Oh, really is nice.
Hi, Jenny. Now I'm going to go back in with the palm of my hand. This time I'm just going to take my little Nina Hartley trick, and I'm going to take my thumb and my forefinger, and I'm going to pinch. Just, I found her clit. It's very, very slippery, though. There we go. Now I've got the meat of it. Just going to pull on it a little bit. It's very, very slippery.
Half as fast, twice as hard.
Half as fast.
Twice as firm.
But twice as firm. Oh. Got it. Is that better?
Nina's playing with Marley's pretty tits.
Oh. How's that, Marley?
Very nice.
Is that a good
Marley
spot?
Is a very
is
happy
that a
girl.
Good one? All right. Stevie, do we have any more positions now? We are in position number 2.
Yes.
And I think Marley's very, very happy.
Yeah.
Are you happy that you came on the show?
Very happy. This has got to be the best radio experience ever.
Okay. Nina, how you doing back there?
Oh, well, I have my hands touching the saran wrap, and I have a flat 4 fingers doing that lovely circle jerk on the clip.
That's the best.
You know,
that's,
so you're just
here, I'll help you.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
I'm just playing her.
We're going to let the girls keep playing. We're going to take a quick little break here. We're not going anywhere. We've got so much more when we come back. You're listening to Mound Monday on Blame It on Ginger with Ginger Lynn, our special guest, Marley Blaze. We have Nina Hartley. We're celebrating her pre-birthday, which is tomorrow. Don't forget all about her. And Marley is one of your presents, Nina.
But Ginger's going to take my spanking.
I'm going to be giving you a spanking.
No, you're going to take my spanking.
I'm going to take it for your birthday?
Yeah, you're going to take my spanking from me.
I will take your spanking from you. I will absolutely do
that. Give me my spanking tomorrow.
I will take your spanking from you then. We've got Sparky in studio in the back showing us her beautiful titties. It's just making my day heaven. Who else have we got here?
Stevie!
Follow me on Twitter. I am Blame It On Ginger. Follow Marley Blaze, MarleyBlaze Follow Nina at Nina Land. That's where you want to follow us on Twitter. We're not going anywhere. Also, go to GingerLynnAuctions.com. We will be right back here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to the plastic. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, then your dick will surely show it. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. That's at gingerlinauctions.com.
I know, right? It's a very powerful little engine. What are these again? The Screaming O?
This is the Screaming O Bullet.
Mm. Well, golly, this is a really, 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 really effective little toy. We've had it for like 20 minutes straight. Like,
you know what? And I've been kind of teasing myself with it, and I rock back and forth, and I roll a little bit. I don't know if it was intended to be put inside of your pussy or not. But I just kind of want to lie back for a second, and I want to rub my clit and cum. Does anybody else mind?
Ooh,
or
of course
want
not.
To join
Can
me?
Can I?
Never.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course.
All right. We've got Delilah Blaze, Ginger Lynn, Nina Hartley, and of course Sparky over on the end. We've all four got these Screaming O bullets in our pussy, and I'm just going to start to play with my clit and wait until I come.
That sounds like a good idea.
It's awesome. I love watching Ginger come because she is so easy. I don't know Marley, so I don't know how easy you are.
I know myself very well.
I hope so. Another reason that's good to be not 20 years old in this business is like you know yourself well. I was 25 when I started, so
that's good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Good age. Mm.
So I'm surrounded by three women who are massively masturbating. God, my life sucks. I hate my life. And one of them is Ms. Marley Blaze, who is delightedly left herself topless. I'm looking at a beautiful...
Topless, I'm naked.
I can't see below the table. So I'm looking at a beautiful half...
I can stand up.
Oh, no, but then you can't... Come standing up is so hard to do. I can barely do it.
It is. You know, I don't know how guys do it.
And Ginger is just off in her own little world. She's thinking about blowing her man on the road today, going back to that time. No, she's good.
That's gonna turn me on.
Yeah. Oh, she's a humper, so she's just humping her hand, which is so useful. And I was gonna help a little bit with some asphyxiation, just make it a little bit lightheaded. Yeah. We're good friends.
That was a smack.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazingly hot.
Yeah. She's amazingly hot. You only do that because I wasn't wearing rings. Because that would be bad. That's a non-thing. So be very careful.
And Nina knows me. We know each other very
well. We know each other 30 years now.
She's like, all right, Ginger's going to come if I just smack her right now.
If I cut off her blood, and I'm not touching her windpipe. I'm squeezing the carotids, which make her a little bit dizzy, but it doesn't put pressure on the voice box, which is very uncomfortable. And she's just thinking hot about that. So. I love Ginger Lynn. She's so amazing. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger at Skid Row Studios. And we're having a fine old Monday here. Not only is tomorrow my birthday, but the 22nd of March is my 30th anniversary of my first movie.
Ooh. You've got a, it's a big month for
it's
you.
It's a big month, yeah.
It's a really month. Big month. I'm glad that I'm your friend that I can help you celebrate.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
Marley Blaze is about ready to come. Ready to yeah. Go ahead, baby, let it go. Just let it go. We're waiting for you.
Thank you.
We'll give you some auditory privacy.
I like the sound. I want to watch. I want to see your eyes close.
Oh, gosh.
I want to see what you look like when you
hear. He's thinking some really hot
things. Oh, I get
things.
Loud. I
can, oh, we I don't. We, it's okay.
See. We're gonna, okay. I'm bending over. I can see Marley. She's got her hand, her right hand between her legs playing with her clit.
Yeah.
And that thing is buzzing inside of her still. Yeah.
There's a giant, big, screaming bullet inside of her pussy.
Now buzzing at about, I don't know, fuck.
She's looking into Nina Hartley's eyes. Yeah. Now she's back with it. Now she's back and forth.
She's thinking fun, sexy things. All those people at home looking at her at skidrowstudios.com, and they can, all they can see is her tits, but they know what she's doing, so it's so naughty. And maybe people at home are touching themselves at the same time. Wouldn't that be awesome, seeing all the people with their beautiful cocks just jerking off to you right now, Marley?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Know that it's waiting, just waiting for you to come so they can just pop so all over too. Your... Oh, yay. So guys at home,
I'm
pop
just, like,
one
enjoying
out.
It.
Yeah, pop it out. Get it nice and happy. Make sure that you're a safe place so you don't get arrested or fired. Ladies, if you're listening, you know, put your hand between your legs and just ride along with Marley because she is... Clearly a very fine ride, I can tell. Quality goods, as we say. Yeah. And dirty-minded.
I like dirty girls. I like dirty girls.
Yeah, yes. Just like you.
I want to put my face between Marley's legs.
Oh.
And to suck on her clit until she comes all over your face.
I want to fuck her with my tongue like it's a cock. I want to slide it in and out of her hole. I want to slide it down to her taint. I want to suck in that little space between her pussy.
You like that
and her
too.
Asshole.
I love doing that too.
I love that spot.
I love when
slide.
I get two fingers into the front hole and one thumb in the back hole and pinch on the taint. And pinch and pull it.
I'm going to lick it while you're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and just pinch the taint and make it like spit balls with your thumb and just pull on that.
You guys
that
are
spot.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yay, Marley Blaze.
Sparky, how you doing over there, baby girl?
I'm good.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah, she's good.
Do you guys have any like hand sanitizer?
Yes.
I do.
Do you?
Stop
okay.
That.
We've got
Stop
baby wipes that. And we've got Clorox.
Wipe.
You want
baby
a baby wipe? Let me get you a baby wipe. Oh, that was fucking
so much
amazing.
Fun. Oh my gosh, you
now,
are amazing.
We're getting prepped here now. It's about time for Nina to get her birthday spanking, which for some reason I'm getting today. And then we're going to bring in our next wonderful guest.
We have more people. Mm-hmm. Yay.
We have more guests today. Yes, I've Woo. Never, ever done
it. Then our next guest is going to be Delilah.
Yes.
Delilah will be with us soon.
Well, yay.
She's already here. She's already ready. I'm going to take my...
Ginger's pulling out her bullet.
Her gizmo.
You know what? My bullet...
Me too.
It's
sliding out.
Slipping out. My
because you're so wet.
So wet that yeah. I'm just going to take it out. I'm going to...
She's licking it. Oh, she's
sucking
it.
Oh, mine glows in the dark.
Wow. Did mine glow in the dark? Mine didn't glow in the dark.
Some of them glow and some of them don't.
Did mine glow?
Yeah, mine does.
Mine doesn't glow. Yours
mine
glows?
Mine glows. No. Do you want mine? Take mine.
You know, maybe the same one. With the same, maybe if I pushed it again. No, so yours definitely goes.
Yeah.
Let me turn mine on. That's yours.
Try it again. I'll get you another one. We're
oh, that's
a whole,
okay.
A whole box full shipped to us.
Wow, that's a great little gizmo.
Here's your baby wipe, sweetheart. All right.
Thank
so
you.
Before we bring Delilah in, I am going to get Nina's birthday spanking. You say it's your birthday.
Yeah, isn't that...
Happy
isn't that,
birthday to you.
Yeah. I think that's a copyright.
Da, 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 da.
No, not if you just do it, if you fake it. Say it's
Got
your
it.
Birthday tomorrow.
Got da, it. Da, da. Okay, okay.
And
okay,
tomorrow
okay.
I'm going to say happy birthday to you, and I can't sing in a tune, so it doesn't matter.
This is why we're not singers.
All
because,
right.
Yeah, praise be.
Do a sexy birthday song.
You know, the traditional happy birthday isn't public domain either.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah, it's not Nina's exactly.
Got something. I don't know what she's
so this
got.
Is called a wampum.
A wampum.
WHOMP.
I'm wearing not sexy underwear today. I'm wearing
you're wearing.
I'm wearing
beautiful,
polka
cute.
Dot little.
No, she's wearing cute black cotton panties.
Can you
that,
see them?
Yeah, here I'm moving the camera down.
Moving the camera
black
down.
Black cotton panties that.
polka dots.
With little polka dots on them. And I think polka she dots looks on my booty. Adorable. I think she looks a freaking adorable. Here we go.
Oh, I'm getting my ass pulled there we go, out. Go. My ass.
Now, this is a wampum. This
how is
a...
it Nina's birthday and I'm getting my ass whipped? That's what even, I want to know.
You don't
even
want to know how
understand.
Old I am. Here's what we're going to do, sweetheart.
Oh, my goodness.
I have
smack
two of
forever.
Them.
What we'll the just, fuck so, are those?
These are called wampers.
Yes,
you're going to love them. So
I'm going to love them.
You
Let me
will.
Hear them beat against each other. Those are pretty wompy.
So I'm going to be 55 tomorrow. What's half of 55 is 26 and a half.
22.25.
Okay, guess so I'll do 23 of these, okay? Okay?
All right, I'm ready.
Can you count?
I'll try, yes. 1, 2, 3, ooh, 4, ooh. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
That was a half. That leaves me 50.
I thought
that,
of 55 if I were you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go I'd fast. Say okay, you should, okay 23.
Just go.
Yep. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Aren't those fun? Fabulous.
A wampum. What are they called?
They're called wampers.
I have never experienced.
I will get the website for these, and I will make it available through the show
you
by
know
next
what?
Week.
Those were fantastic. Can I hold one for a second?
Absolutely. What's really nice about them is the gentleman in question is going to make them available to veterinarians and horse care people for horse massage.
Oh.
Because if you hit a horse with something too light, like a whip, it reminds them of a fly bite.
Okay.
But this is a deep thump.
What this has is there's a metal bar
all the way through
that goes all the way through, and then there's a rubber padded foam on
and
the
there's,
outside.
And there's some stainless steel shot inside as well. And the whole thing has been dipped in vinyl. So
is it vinyl?
Yeah. So it is. It's not waterproof. It's water resistant. You can sterilize it. You can wipe it down. You can use alcohol on it. You can use a bleach
These
solution
are
on it.
Amazing.
And if you like the violet wand game, if you are touching the violet wand, these are electrified.
Ooh.
So if you have your finger here. And their flesh here, you can go whomp, whomp, zing, if you're really, really mean, which I would never
I've
do.
I've got mine here.
You have a violet wand?
I have a violet wand. I've got the violet wand outside. I'm missing an attachment,
Where's
but
the
we
Hitachi?
Wouldn't need it.
Where's the Hitachi?
Do you want the Hitachi?
We did get a Hitachi.
Do you need to, are you
No,
in the
I'm just like, I love the Hitachi.
We've
I
got that one,
it,
too.
I want it
We've
nearby
got that
in
one
case.
Too.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have, do we get a condom for the end of it? And do you have an extension cord for
you
it?
You want to masturbate?
No, I just wanted to know.
Oh, no, we've
oh,
got
always,
the Hitachi.
Always, yeah, it's always here.
Shibari magic wand. We've got every wand
later.
That there is. We're going to take a really quick break here right now.
And then bring in
so
somebody,
that we
right?
Can bring in our next wonderful guest. I am Ginger Lynn. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger with me, Ginger Lynn. You can follow me on Twitter, Blame It on Ginger with Nina Hartley. You can follow her at Nina Land.
And
Stevie!
And our wonderful guest,
Marley
Blaze, XXX.
And who's on the end?
Sparky.
Hi, all.
The voice of God.
We'll be right back on Mound Monday and Blame It on Ginger. Lynn here again, still, always, for everything naughty, for everything nice, for all of your porn stars, plus Ginger and Spice, go to GingerLynnAuctions.com. Come play and take home a piece of Cassandra Cruz Nikki Delano, Maybe Penthouse Pet, Jenna Rose, Naomi Banks, Nina Hartley, Cindy Starfall, Mia Gold, Imani Rose, Elizabeth Starr, Aubrey Adams, Jody Taylor, Jackie Joy, Erica Loren, Trinity Ray, Hyapatia Lee, Carolyn Fox, Annie Cruz, Savannah Ginger, Nikki Hunter, Christy Canyon, Tia Cyrus, Randy Wright, Brandy Aniston, Jocelyn James, Sabrina Deep, Kiki Dare, Misty Stone, Roxy Giselle, Amber Chase, Selma Sins, Little Skydiver Hope, Lucky Star, Sunshine Monroe, Kelly Nichols, Playboy Playmate Shauna Sand, Cassandra Cruz, Kirsten Price, Nikki Phoenix, and more are all available for you at gingerlynauctions.com. Of sin, I want to be like Ginger Lynn. I love the Bones. I love the song that they wrote. I love our show title song. It's kind of cool to have a song that I want to be kinda. Like Ginger Lynn.
It's awesome.
It's really fucking awesome. But
the idea of sin comes from the greater culture. You come from Finland. You come from the middle of the country where you grew up with the notion of sin. You didn't believe it, but it still is there.
I don't understand the notion of sin. I don't believe that anybody.
You mean that Christianity thing didn't take with you?
Yeah, not so much. We are back on Blame It on Ginger. Whoa, it is Mound Monday. I am Ginger Lynn with
Nina Hartley
and
Sparky
and
Stevie
and
Delilah Davis
just joined us. Let's give her a big hand.
Yay! Woo! And last but certainly not least, and
Marley Blaze
still sitting here naked eating some fruit.
Yummy. I mean, I'm just, you know, let's go back. I'm in the Garden of Eden already. It's like naked girls eating fruit. Yay!
Yummy.
Way better than a cigarette.
You know
Way
what? Better. This is Way my better. Favorite day ever. But I've gotten to lick pussy. I've gotten to have vibrators inside of me. I've gotten to. I love my job.
Sit opposite naked women. Because your life sucks.
Yes, but the only problem is right now is Delilah walked in. And Delilah, I feel that, now I could be wrong here, and you're totally fine telling me if I am, but I feel like you're a little overdressed for the situation.
I have too many clothes on.
I think you have too many clothes on.
At least from the waist up. We're not going to make it. Since the table's in the way, I know that Marley's
for
naked.
Now,
but for now. Oh, pretty bra. Just, yay.
Delilah Davis has dark hair, dark eyes. Again,
beautiful tan, the lovely caramel skin, a bright smile.
My type.
Nice, wavy hair. Da, 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 da. Nice.
Pretty. Yay. Beautiful titties. Woo. You know what? I love natural titties. We've got two pair in the studio. Delilah,
four
would you mind?
Four out of five pairs of boobs in the studio are natural.
And not that I don't no, like no, natu- unnatural titties.
No. Factory issued tits are just pretty awesome.
There's just something about
them. Oh, yeah.
The way they're grown. Delilah, how would you feel if I came over and put one in my mouth?
You could do that.
Would you mind?
No.
You're absolutely fine saying no.
Okay. I usually don't say no.
I like her too. Okay.
I'm coming in.
Ginger Lynn is now approaching Delilah Davis, yes. And she is kneeling next to Delilah. And she is looking to the side of Delilah's left areola and just really sinking her mouth into the flesh of the breast. Her eyes are closed. She's working so slowly over to the nipple as if Delilah wouldn't notice. But she's there.
Yeah, it looks tasty.
I bet she's very good with her mouth, Delilah. Yeah. I bet if Ginger's left hand left her left hand. Ginger's left hand could probably.
May I?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So now you know what? Now we have Marley in on the game. She is going to very sweetly for us go and approach Delilah's right breast. Oh, yay. So Delilah can just toss her head back and close her eyes and just feel what it feels like to have two beautiful women. I get it. No, same time. So enjoy yourself as you wish, Delilah. And and now her nips are so pretty and perky. Yeah. So you've now been properly baptized onto the show. So now you know what you're in for next time.
Well, and do you feel welcome now?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a nice...
That's
some
a
people
nice
give you,
warm welcome.
They're so perky and pretty.
Nice
wow.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah.
Occasionally you get a handshake, sometimes a hug.
Right.
But, double titties. Okay. You had one girl. You had Marley Blaze on one titty, Gingerlin on the other. Delilah Davis in studio with us. It is a good day here.
It is a good day
at SkidRowStudios.com.
It is.
Now, I have an obsession.
One more question, though.
Yes.
So we now know that Ms. Blaze has been in front of the camera for about 6 months, you say?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in front of the camera?
About 8 months. Yeah, 8 months.
You're so cute, Nina. 8 months?
Well, these days, back in the beginning, you couldn't work in the business a month and a half and not meet me. Now people are here 5, 6, 7 years. I've never heard their name. So not that you look 8 years
many
plus
people.
18, but that would only make you 26, which is really pretty young.
I am 26.
Oh, see.
There
so
you go.
She could have been, anyway, so this is my 30th anniversary year. Ginger is also here 30 years, and we still like what we do.
And amazingly, I just turned 31.
That's just too freaky
awesome.
For words. I know.
It's amazing.
No, you're what? She's just the shy of 48. I know.
She's immortal.
She's such a young thing. Oh my goodness gracious! We're two old porno broads, and we welcome the younger porno women because we love looking at naked ladies. Yay!
I know, right?
Oh man!
I know.
Let's go work in a bank.
I want to go
to the complaint department. What do you think? This versus the complaint department.
I want to know why Delilah got into porn. Why did you get into porn?
Because it was just something fun to do on the side of school, and I just enjoy it.
So what are you going to school for?
I like nursing. But
I'm a nurse.
Nina's
awesome.
A nurse.
Yay!
But, yeah, I just like, I don't know, going to work and getting off every day. Like, that's what I'm going to do in my private time. Might as well do it all the time.
Good for you.
What's your favorite thing about being in porn?
The people. I love the people. The people just... You know, you relate to so many of them on such a different level. You know, if you go into a regular job or something, you have your handful of boring assholes.
I've really never had a regular job.
That really doesn't happen.
I've done food service and sex work. What about you? You've done sex work.
Food service, that could be pretty brutal.
I was a talking Christmas tree.
Wow.
At Wisey's.
Wow.
Yeah, and I would go and I would get stoned with my friend down at the movie theater. And then I would get, and there was this big base that stood underneath of it. And I could crawl in, I'd open the little back hatch. And then I had a lever and I would make the whole Christmas tree mouth move. And so
I
would go and I would get stoned and go, there's no Santa. You're not getting anything for Christmas.
That's great.
What are you looking at?
So I'm from California. Marley is from Minnesota. Ginger's from Indiana.
Illinois.
And you are from?
Arizona.
Right on.
In Lake Havasu.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
The one body of water in all of Arizona.
Nice.
Right. Pretty much. I'm from California, not much
I've
more
left
here.
I've left my mark in Arizona.
I bet you peed on a, peed on a bush.
I peed. I know exactly where I peed, where I left my mark. We've got a phone call here from Elle Sweet.
Oh,
Elle Sweet, how are you, beautiful girl?
Hello, Elle Sweet. Guess what? I got my show running, so my normal Nina.com show will be on tomorrow, 7 o'clock, because I got it to work.
No, but I have to work. Remember we had that discussion?
Oh, that's right.
I already had my schedule set.
That's right, right. So starting in April, you'll be live?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank goodness.
But I wanted to call in and say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I'll be able to see the show tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll be spanking Charlie Piper.
Lucky girl.
And, I wanted to also just let you know that I'm really glad that you were born because you made, like, such a great difference in my life.
Well, thank you.
Not just sexually, I mean, yes, that too, but in everything, because once that opened up, you know, everything gets better.
Thank you. You know what? Thank you so much. That's exactly why I do what I do, because of people like you who go, wait a minute, I can use that. For more than just getting my yayas off one time. So thank you, Elsie. That just means a lot to me because that's why I do what I do.
I grew up, like you guys were talking about the whole sin thing, and I grew up in church, so all I ever heard about sex was don't. I didn't even know really what it was until I read your book. So I just
Yay. And now you realize this can be fun.
And I have to tell you that Elle Sweet and I cheated on you the other day, Nina.
I know what you did.
Oh, you weren't supposed to tell. That was our love show. You ever see the movie, the other
Did sister? You? Did we had phone sex.
How
and
wonderful.
Elle Sweet came for me. It was one of the most.
Wow.
And Elle Sweet, we got kicked off of iTunes the next day.
I felt so bad.
You mustn't feel bad. We're back. We're back now.
We're coming back though. It looks like things we've worked out a way to make it happen because I find it very hard not to be a dirty girl.
No.
I can only do it for so long, and so I'm trying really hard to do a half an hour of non-dirty every single day. And so if the first half an hour on iTunes is not as dirty, it's because I'm just a little
iTunes.
I'm too hot.
Is that why you can't call in at the beginning of the show? Because I've been trying to call since the beginning.
Yes. For right now, because we don't know what's going to happen with our callers.
I caused all kinds of problems. I'm so sorry.
No,
you don't
cause
any problems
at all.
Baby girl. No, we absolutely love you.
No one makes Ginger Lynn do anything she doesn't want to do. So she that was, you know, that's on her. And, she is what they call a big girl, grown girl with grown girl panties, and she decides to do something. She's going to do it, and there's F all we can have to say about it.
Exactly. My panties have polka dots, and damn it, I'm doing what I want.
Well, I love you too, Ginger, because you taught me to kind of just go with it. I'm, like, really shy with females. Like, dudes, I'm like, hey, you want to get
right. Well, dudes are easy. I mean, no disrespect to Stevie, but, you know. And
girls are tougher.
They're complex. Girls are complex.
They really are. And I'm like the girl, when I go to a gay bar, I never, ever, ever get hit on by anybody, and I get shot down
because
by everybody.
Because they're gay men. Hello.
No, I'm talking about girl gay bars.
A lesbian bar. A dyke bar. They're called dyke bars.
Oh, are they?
Or lesbian bars, you want to be polite, but dyke bars.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, when I go to a dyke bar or lesbian bar,
they won't hit on you.
No, I am like I don't know if I don't look like I like pussy. I love pussy.
Hello, I know you do.
I know, and I don't know what it is. Maybe I look too nice.
I think you're going to go with another female.
I think you look. I think
maybe
you look
that's
too,
what
you
I
look
need
great.
To
each
do.
Each other's wing woman.
You look, yeah, I need a wing woman.
You look
that's
quote unquote
it.
Normal.
Somebody's look, down.
They think that
and
you're
I'm
slumming.
I'm so sick and fucked up, and I'm not normal at all.
No, not Elle even. Sweet. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Thank
normal.
You so much for calling in. Our next topic is things that do not belong in your butt. Would you like to give us a contribution? Anything that does not belong in your butt?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, nothing goes in there. So.
Okay, well, there you go. And we have a vote number two from Delilah who goes, yes. The list of 20 things that don't belong in butt starts with nothing belongs in my butt.
Thank you, Elle Sweet. Always good to hear from you.
But that leaves up. Thank you. And so I'm a butt slut. Ginger, you're a butt slut. What is your view on things that may or may not go into your butt? Is it, are you situationally butty?
Buddy,
I love things in my butt.
We like you more all the time.
Do you want to move in with me?
Sure.
I have a butt plug with your name on it.
Hey, hey.
Is there anything that does not belong in your butt?
No. I mean,
light bulbs.
Light. Well, yeah. that's going to break.
Right. The things that don't belong right. in your butt or any 20 things that
food
are...
Food can shatter.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
No,
I'm with
food,
you there.
Food no, goes... What?
In your butt?
No,
food
no,
in
no. the butt. Especially like sugar.
No food in the butt.
I have put an entire bag of M&Ms in my butt. And then peanut M&Ms, and then the chocolate melts, and when the peanuts come out,
is it a rainbow?
Oh
my it's God. A rainbow, huh?
It's really.
I'm so square. Oh my
it's
God!
Really gross. All kinds of things in my butt. I put a block of Velveeta cheese in
just
my
to
pussy.
See?
No,
he's
that's
very
not
experimental.
Good.
Yeah, it's.
I just do, don't put anything with that sugary
well,
in your vagina.
Exactly that.
99.9% of the women, I would say that I just happen to have the biotic pussy, and we're gonna go to somebody who knows about. My biotic pussy. So, Sweet Pea, you are now on the air. What does not belong in your butt, Sweet Pea?
What does not belong in my butt?
Yes. Now, Delilah food, Davis, I'm going to say, is something that I would like in my butt. But I'm just...
She didn't say she doesn't give.
Oh, yeah, no, I knew that, but I don't want...
I would...
Okay, all right.
So, butt-wise, Delilah is a driver, not a passenger.
All right, I'll be a passenger. I'll sit
there. Is easy.
I'll sit.
Like yeah, that. And thank God. Thank God. No, people always say, you know, what are you drinking? And it's like, oh, I'm a cheap date. I'll fuck you anyway. You know, I'm a slut. And I do not need a drink to give me the excuse to get all sexy with you, like, on the first
no,
date. Because
I'm just slutty. Yeah, I'm just a naughty girl. So is there anything that you can think of that does not belong in your butt, Sweet Pea?
I would say hot foods.
There you go.
Hot
okay.
Hot foods.
A whole foot.
What? Now, I
would work.
I gotta disagree.
You got a whole foot. You got your heel in there too.
No,
I say not a whole foot. The whole foot means the heel. The whole fist means the thumb.
No, I mean he said hot foods.
Yes,
and I have had an entire turkey leg up my butt, and it was hot, and it was fun, and I enjoyed it very much. And then I had my girlfriend eat it out of my butt, and so I can't give you that point, Sweet Pea. I'm sorry.
Ginger, okay. you're gonna shame us all. You are the biggest butt I know.
So
this
far,
side of the gay man.
I'm going with the light bulb thing. That's the only one I agree with so far.
Anything that can break. Anything that does not design. Well, chicken legs aren't designed for
live animals. Do not belong in your butt. There's
okay.
another
dead
perfect
animals
example.
Don't belong in your butt.
I put a turkey leg in
that's
my butt.
That's a piece of a dead animal. That's not the same thing.
Anything with a head still attached.
Thank you.
If it still has eyeballs and it can look at you, that's
nothing.
Not good.
No, right.
What about that rubber ducky?
You're the
that's
one.
That's not a lot.
Right. anything breakable does not belong in your butt.
Ginger.
Because
yes, honey.
And so I...
Can I say happy birthday to Nina, please?
Oh,
you
no.
Can't. No, you can't because of the copyrighted song, but you can wish me happy birthday.
You can wish her a happy birthday?
That's what I wanted like to do. I want to wish you a very happy and healthy birthday and many more wonderful years to come.
Thank you, Sweet Pea.
You're a good man. Thank you so much, honey. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Anytime. Love you all.
You really are, Sweet Pea. We love
you
right back.
The basic thing, of course, in terms of butts is that it should always have a flared base. And if it can be covered with a condom, it's called pervertible. So a pervertible is a normal household item that you can pervert to sexual uses. Like, for example, never use a cucumber in your puss without putting a condom on it, because whatever they put on the wax on that side of cucumbers is really bad for
you. Now, here's what you can do.
Peel them.
What you do is you peel half. Joey, I see you there. I'll be right there in a second. You peel half of the cucumber, and then you freeze it. And when you take it out, you've got the part with the skin on that belongs, that becomes the handle. And as the cucumber melts, the nicest lube that you will ever have, you've got this cold, hard, beautiful cucumber, and you can slide it up in between your pussy lips, press it onto your clit, go back and forth, press it onto your asshole, mess it all around, put it in your mouth, back inside the pussy, and it creates this incredible gel. It's wonderful.
You,
Nurse Nina. See, I go nasty, baby.
The idea of something cold, that cold in my ass makes me go, oh my gosh, freezer burn on my tender anal tissues. I put a room temperature metal dildo in my pussy, and that's cold enough because 20 degrees colder than room temperature. That feels quite chilly. I never have had to chill a
dildo.
So
gonna make you jump.
You know what?
Enough to make you jump.
Stevie, make a note one day to bring in a cucumber.
Let it get room temperature.
We'll put it. No, I'm gonna do the real thing.
I want to see. I'm very interested, but I know that the cucumber juice and melting ice and your leave it to Ginger.
I've heard that if you put dildos in the freezer, it's a much better experience.
It's, I mean, ice in my pussy burns the fuck out of me. Yeah. Ice cream burns the fuck out of me. A frozen cucumber does not.
Weird.
There's something really, really, really wonderfully strange about it. And Stevie, give
us... I would not put freezing temperature metal next to any...
No.
Metal one.
Give me an example of silicone, one thing that does not belong into in your butt.
Crest whitening toothpaste.
Ow!
Good example.
Do they just like come that up with hurt. Things just for
like
shits and giggles?
It's super glue.
Right. No. Super minty fresh.
Okay. What I'm thinking here is one of my favorite things to
the
do.
Extra whitening toothpaste
is
grit in
I get
it.
Up in the morning and I will brush my teeth and then go back to bed and suck my man's dick with a minty freshly minty fresh mouth, and he can feel the tingle and he can feel the refreshment. There's some sort of a product that they sell that feels really good. So I would not doubt. I would be the person who'd go, I wonder what would happen if I put minty fresh white toothpaste in my butt.
That just has...
She's not lying. She's not.
I would try it. I would put it up there. Is there a reason?
You should Google it first.
Well, is there a reason it says not to put it in my butt?
It says that this whitening toothpaste says do not ever put Crest AIM. Can I say these?
Yeah, go ahead.
Crest AIM, Colgate, or any other kind of toothpaste in your derriere. It might make your anus smell minty fresh, but it will also burn like hell.
Like Bengay or well, now that since here is an evil thing. Have you ever heard of figging? F-I-G-G-I-N-G.
With ginger root.
Yes.
Yes.
You
and I've
tried
done
that?
It.
What do you think?
It's fucking awesome.
It was like Bengay.
It burns your ass. It makes it cool. It feels really good. It's tingly.
Do you want him to fuck you after that, or that instead of fucking, or that prelude to fucking?
That was I just wanted to see what a ginger root felt like up my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Can you use the pickled ginger? From like the sushi bar?
It's too soft and mushy. No, yeah, you can't get it back out. You have to peel it. You have to get the real root. Let's see what Joey thinks. Joey, you're on the line. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, my all-natural sexy goddess. How are you doing today?
Are you still frozen in Nebraska?
Fabulous.
Hey, I like the idea about the frozen cucumber because that would really taste great eating your woman out after she'd done herself with that cucumber.
Right?
That would be an interesting taste.
Cucumber fresh.
Right? And then what you don't use, you can slice it up, have a little pitch of water next to the bag. Yeah. You can have some fresh water.
Sandwiches. You know, this little finger food.
Yeah, exactly.
Pinkies up. Like,
exactly.
I don't know about the ginger root now.
Exactly.
That might not taste so great, you know.
It's a palate cleanser, Stevie. Write it down. We're bringing in the ginger root. I've got to. There's so many myths out there I have to break.
I know, but
has to do it.
I want to ask Delilah a question.
Okay, please do.
What's your at this point in your career, what's your favorite thing so far to do on camera? So if your perfect day at work would involve what kind of scene?
A boy-girl scene, just a regular boy-girl scene. Yeah.
If your favorite
one
already?
One-on-one.
Yeah.
Cool. And what's yours?
I like it more. You connect with somebody more.
Sure.
Just get that, you know?
And you really get to have good sex when you have that good connection.
Yeah, like orgy scenes are so much fun, but there's so much going on constantly, and I have a really short attention span.
You're with this guy now. Okay, now switch. And then you go over there, and then switch, and you go over here.
In a real orgy, no one is off camera saying, okay, we have enough of this, move on. In a real orgy, everyone just does what they want to do for as long as they want to do it, and whatever happens, happens. So do you like working with girls, or do you prefer boys?
No, I like boys more.
Yay. Well, there you go. We need women like you who will not... biggest annoyance is working with women who are so-called gay for pay. And who work with women because it's easier, but they don't like women.
I don't think it's easier. I think it's harder.
I would prefer that... So say, you know what? You're a boy-girl player. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Although her nipples are lying.
Well, no,
I like... Wait a minute. I got to backtrack here. I had my mouth on your
receiving
left.
Pleasure from... men or women is one thing. Desiring to give pleasure to a particular gender. My ex-girlfriend Bobby, you remember Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
She would receive pleasure from anybody, but in terms of what she wanted, dick, more dick, and please have some and
dessert. Some more dick on the side.
More dick on the side. She was 99% dick centric. Yeah.
She was a lesbian from the waist up.
Pretty much. Now she could receive oral sex from women. She could receive pleasure from anybody because she was just a sensual submissive. But in terms of what she wanted,
she's
boys,
a pillow princess.
Yes. But she loved fucking so much. She was very popular at parties because men could tell, I like men. You're a man. I'm naked. You're hard. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Yes, good thing.
Right.
And so she didn't like groups.
I would have thought Bobby would have been the opposite.
I know. She liked multiple single partners at a night.
Mm-hmm.
So at the most, two. So she was definitely, for her, anal completely not on the show.
Yeah.
She didn't mind the idea of sucking one while being
partying.
But for her, one on, you know, a nice 30-minute fuck followed by a 15-minute break followed by another 30-minute fuck with somebody else followed by a 15-minute break of wine and chocolate.
Take some shots in between.
That was her idea of a great party.
And I know, Bobby, and I'm just trying to picture this. I would have not have thought of that. Joey, what does not belong in your butt?
Do what now?
We're playing a game of what does
not belong in my butt.
That's right.
Yes, the game is, the question is, what does not belong in your butt?
Another man's cock.
There you go. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Unless, wait a minute, no.
Really think about it.
I got to take that back. I got to take that.
If you really think about it, you know, everybody in their own way is bi-curious.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't mean your butt. Okay, you can suck a dick and not take it up the ass.
Crossing that line is something that a lot of people just won't cross.
I get it.
And to me, when another man's cock would go into your ass or into your mouth, that's crossing the line. There's no turning back from that point. At that
doesn't
point,
mean you're
truly
gay, though. No.
Bisexual or homosexual.
You're bi curious. What if now I rang the bell and then I'm taking it back. That's my bell going backwards because now Stevie over here. Stevie, would you ever, what belong,
what
does
not belong in your butt?
Would you ever say that a dick does not belong in your butt?
No, I would never say that.
See, so Stevie depends. Likes
they,
a dick
they
in your butt.
Belong in there.
I can tell that Delilah actually does not do girls because she has, I don't do girls' nails.
Exactly,
but
they're my claws.
That's the difference. So for you, so for each individual, what does not belong in your butt is a different thing. Because, like, I'm looking over there and I'm waiting for someone to say, "Oh, Twizzlers don't belong in your butt." I'll see how many I can fit in my ass just because I can. So I think it's an individual thing of what is there anything that you do like in your butt?
Oh.
Fingers don't bother me.
Fingers don't bother me. What about a tongue?
That is so big for most men. I love that. All I ask from a guy, I mean, I like pegging, but all I ask from a guy is that you be open to the idea of a finger because it's attached to a girl, so therefore it's not gay. And why should gay men have their butts and straight men don't get to have their asses for pleasure because it feels so freaking good.
Oh, gosh.
And then there's also the...
I do have an issue with tongues, though.
Okay.
I don't want my woman to put her tongue in my ass.
Okay, because then you got to kiss her.
Fingers?
I'm so prejudiced about this because I do want to put my tongue in her ass.
Oh,
now,
interesting.
Now, is it because do you have a hairy asshole?
It's because...
There's nothing wrong with it.
I understand that. I'm just saying, for me, there's an issue there because I just don't want my mama's mouth on my ass.
Okay, fair enough. All good.
That's the only thing.
All good.
So a mouth does not belong on your ass or a tongue in your ass. That's
right,
interesting.
Not in my ass.
Okay.
A finger, I got no problem with that.
Well,
but
that's
a tongue,
good.
That
is so far. The
right
finger
there.
Thing is so far beyond most American men. I got to give you props on that. Yay, go team. So people always talk about, you know, backdoor sex. You and I are very comfortable with stuff in our butt because, A, we like it, B, we've had lots of experience with it, and C, we have partners that we want to be
Delilah
out there.
Davis, not so much.
But, Delilah, there's what I call, there's going in the back door, no, but there's hanging out on the back porch.
Oh, yeah, that's allowed.
Okay, so stretching your butt cheeks apart so you can feel your anus.
Yeah, that's fun. Fingers are okay
on the outside.
Other than that, okay. No, like it's okay.
Like a half thumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
Other than that.
Well, if you can't, for me, I mean,
you just haven't had it done right.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
I was never against
butt sex, but I didn't learn to love butt sex until I got with my man now, who's a butt whisperer. Because he really likes girls' butts, and girls' butts know it.
Girls' butts know it.
because they can tell that he can tell that he respects.
Only Nina can come up with that one. The butt whisper.
The butt whisper. He can tell.
A butt. Butts are moody like cats. They must be coaxed and seduced every time. And it doesn't matter what your butt did last
Not
time.
Not mine.
I know, but you're special.
I know.
You're special.
Just spit and shove your dick in it. It's so easy.
We love.
I'm just a dirty little.
We
scab.
Love. Ooh. Both girls need. Oh, you know what? You're gonna like this on your shoulders.
Nina is going to womp Ginger's shoulders.
Nina was
here. She's womping away.
I love the womper. I'm getting more womper
under now, the scapula.
Joey says that a tongue does not belong in his ass. Joey, thank you very much for that. Appreciate your call. Always do, honey. Thank you for calling, honey.
I never liked tongues.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ajay. I'm not much into tongues. I want a finger or a toy or a butt plug.
Or something.
Oh my God, my man tied the butt plug in last time with a stiff neck. It was so rude.
He tied it in?
When I stand up, the plug will, if I cough
so
once,
mine.
It's across the floor.
Mine
like,
too.
You know, it's a snap.
It's annoying.
So this has a metal plug with a ring like on it, and he just did a quick rope bondage harness, and so I got to walk around. If you grab the rope, it was like so rude. It was awesome. It's like he was fucking me in the ass when he wasn't even touching me. It was like, this is so rude.
I have a butt plug that will fit in your ass that will stay there.
Ooh, game on.
You always think about it being really big, but the biggest one that we use, the weight will pull it out. Even though I'm squeezing my ass as hard as possible, I do not need diapers.
Do you want to try it on another day?
On another day, we will go there with my butt.
Because I've got a beautiful glass one. It's about 5 inches tall. It tapers down. It's got a nice big base to it. It's beautiful.
I will absolutely try it.
And it's very functional. I've used it.
I'll come with a clean butt. I'll come with a clean butt one day, and we'll just see what happens.
If not, I'll clean it for you.
We're not doing enemas on camera.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yes, no, I'm doing, okay, my new thing.
We have a bucket.
All right, you missed the other day. What I did was I wanted to see what would happen if, you know how you do a whip it with a can of whipped cream?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I wanted to see if I would get high if I did it in my butt.
Oh.
Did it work? Did it do that?
It should, because you had...
I couldn't tell. I was laughing so hard.
Because it's so close to your
bloodstream. Because it was like,
it's going...
And then I saved it. There's a cup right over there. I have the cup of fart. When I put it, and I'm waiting for like a nasty guest to come in, and I'm going to open up that cup of fart and just let it go.
Oh my God. Yes,
somebody is going to piss me off.
Holy shit. How did you think to catch it? Like, you knew it was going to happen. You were thinking.
Well, I had the cup there because I'm thinking the air goes, if it works, it's going to come back out. But I don't know if I got high or not because I was it's laughing gas, but I was laughing so fucking...
You didn't get the
wah-wahs? I didn't get the wah-wahs. No, I wanted the wah-wahs.
Yeah.
I've got another can out there.
The wah-wahs are fun. You laugh. I know.
Oh, my God. People say, Nina, why do you do porn? Because I get to have days like this, you know.
Well, the next thing we're doing is I did a little research. I don't just put anything randomly up my ass. I mean,
You have a wide variety of things. You'll permit there, but it's not random.
The M&Ms were regret only because I had a guest in the studio, and at the time the M&Ms were ready to come out, the guest could not get out the position he was in. So there's a bedpan over there. So the M&Ms came out before they were supposed to.
Oh, dear.
And more than M&Ms came out.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and also the thing for.
Well, it could have just been melted M&Ms.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what? If you're going to play with anal sex, you got to get over your fear of shit. You cannot.
That's a given.
Even no matter how well you clean, you just have to be prepared that might happen because it is the human body. And some days, you know, my man wants to do my butt. I want him to do my butt. And butt says, ha, 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 on
there
you.
There are days that you just can't
Your butt just goes, I don't fucking care what you want because I'm not down for it. And other days, my butt will go.
That's when you
drink shots.
I'm over there with you now, Delilah.
No, no. And sometimes my butt will just surprise both of us by saying, I want to be fucked. I was like, cool, okay. So I always go to bed with a clean butt because you never know.
Yeah.
And I am not the butt. I don't do anything. I've never before. I know. I don't do enemas. I don't clean my ass out.
Normally, I don't.
I call it butt
stretch it out. I don't.
No, don't do that. I don't do that.
I stop eating. I don't do butt prep.
No, this girl, I stop eating after midnight, and then I do three enemas and take Imodium. It's like, are you crazy?
I am not doing that. I like
I've never.
I love to eat. You want your dick in my ass, put it back there. If there's a little bit of shit, that wipe it off.
And I see girls do that, and it still happens. And I'm like, you didn't eat, and then it still happens.
Yeah, no, I don't do butt sex on camera anymore because I've done the best thing I'm ever going to do, and why try to top it? But at home, Who was it with? Shawn Michaels, because Shawn, and but for at home, I eat a high fiber diet, so my butt's always pretty happy, and so a little rinse of a dick's length worth of butt is enough. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to do an enema, and you don't want to see me not eat after midnight and then not have sex till the next evening. Cranky. No, yeah. Not sexy. Eating's important. And I want to be in a good mood. Yeah.
So I'm going to say enemas in belong in your butt. Oh, but what I'm going to do.
Right.
So I did some research. I wanted to do alcohol in my butt, but I heard it can be really dangerous. You can die.
Yeah, that's bad.
So what I found out, there's a concoction you can take and you mix 3 parts of bubbling, sparkling water and 1 part of champagne and you put it in an enema-sized bottle and you will get the bubbly effect and you'll get a little bit of the alcohol, just a little bit. So I'm going to be doing without burning yourself and without getting too drunk. So Stevie, you're going to have to drive one of these days. I'm not sure which day. I think it's Thursday.
Okay.
We are it's whenever the Aiden Star's coming on. We're doing
she's a good little dominant.
We're doing champagne enemas.
She'll totally throw you a good time.
Yeah, so it's very few things. Let's see what Adam thinks should not go in your butt. Adam, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Adam, what does not belong in your butt?
Crayons do not belong in your butt.
Oh, I like the way he thinks.
You know what?
I don't know about this.
I'm thinking, how many crayons could I get in my butt?
They're non-toxic.
How many toxic? How many pencils? How many long skinny things?
Markers.
The wax will melt.
Magical Thank you, marks. It will.
I don't know if it would melt.
I don't think so.
I don't think it gets hot enough.
No, but they would certainly break.
I would do is I would put them in a condom.
Yes.
And I bet, Stevie, write that down.
Okay.
Let's see how many crayons I can fit in my butt. I disagree. I'm going with, I say crayons belong in your butt. So far.
So that would be about 12 or 13 crayons.
12 or 13. You should color with them as they come out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Get a canvas and color.
It's going to look like
it'll push them too far in because her weight pushing down.
It'll just push them right in. If you squeeze real tight.
We'll squeeze. No, I'll make it work.
And are you talking about I can the make skinny it work. Ones or the big fat ones for little kids?
Oh. The brand name. The original skinny ones.
But why don't we get the fat ones so they won't break and I can actually color?
Yeah. It's not a question of breaking. The question: will you push them too far up into your butt? So if you sit down on the paper, will just the weight of you push them too far up into your butt?
If you do it at an angle,
I'm a very creative girl.
You are. No.
I'm
boys and
I
girls.
Can pull it off.
Yeah. You know what? If anybody could, it would be you.
Boys and
if
girls,
anybody could pull it off,
we should do your hands.
Hey,
you have to spell your name, and if you don't spell your name, you get
shanking. I'll write my name. You know what?
Yeah.
I have a Sharpie marker. I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, no.
Yes. Wait, never, ever, ever challenge Ginger to do something difficult with her ass because she'll figure out a way to make it work. Because it's.
That's a highlighter.
Because it's Ginger freaking lit.
We need paper. Here's paper.
Okay, so now Ginger is pulling. Okay, Stevie's pulling out a piece of paper. Ginger's going to come back to her seat.
You're going to write your name?
Now, what about the clip thing?
Do you need the clipboard?
Is that going to clip yet?
Well, that's nothing.
Can I break that off?
Don't break it off. Then it's going to
There's a clipboard.
You. Oh, my God.
It's covered in plastic.
Ouch.
I think that's just off the end.
Well, if you hadn't broken it, it would have been perfectly fine. But now.
You're up to a Sharpie now.
Yeah, you are.
I do a Sharpie?
Yeah, you made a sharp edge where there was not one before.
Or would you like a dry erase marker?
I don't care.
Ooh, that's... I think that dry erase
marker. Oh, there's not enough ink in it.
It's not even rounded at the tip.
Give me a 10.
Okay. There we go. Well, next time I have to be the big fat Sharpie. Anytime you can tell, if we're in doggy, your thumb up to the first knuckle will slip in my ass easily. There's no prep needed for that. That's just like, hello, hi. How you doing? I like you too.
One of my
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, you don't need to buy me a drink because you're already here.
The panties are gone. The permanent marker is about to do something.
Okay. Yes, I will do that. Thank you. So, Ginger.
I'm not going to show you going in.
No.
No.
Oh.
Want me to?
Nobody gets to see it going.
Well, here
in.
We go. Then I'll hold the. You want to sit on it? You want me to hold it so you can bend over?
Oh yeah, Mina could hold the paper while you try to write,
and they can wiggle.
I should have used a little lube. I just went in with a little spit.
You know what? Too easy will come right out.
Spit's
so
the best lube.
Just
yeah, but I didn't use enough.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Now, I think I should do it.
Oh my God.
I think I have to write it sitting down.
Okay. Oh, she's talking about her actual name. Okay. Okay.
You're gonna.
All right,
really?
I'm gonna squat.
How's she gonna be able to She's write her to name with a? Oh, she's gonna.
She has really strong legs because okay, so she does.
Here
she
is
does
a
kick.
Sharpie marker.
Oh my
there
God.
It is. There it is. Really see, is folks. There it is. It's in there.
It really is
a Sharpie marker in her butt.
It's really in my butt.
Okay.
Now, going for the G.
I can't.
He's gonna be hard to write.
It is gonna be very hard to write, Adam. But she is Ginger Lynn.
She's
you don't
going
understand.
In for the G spot.
You're so.
Oh my God, this is great.
I'm doing it in cursive. Give me a break.
Wow. In cursive? She's going for the big shot right there.
Your penmanship, young lady.
I know. Margins.
Ta-da! Wow.
Oh, look at that, Ginger.
Awesome.
Let me try it again.
Let me try it again with not doing cursive.
All right.
We're using the right side of the brain right now.
Try it with your left butt cheek. And...
That's close.
Exactly so.
It came out.
The
Sharpie came out. But
she got the G.
Look at my G.
She got
that.
There's
my G.
She got a G. She got
a G. That was a good
right
G.
Here.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
That looks really
nice.
So Ginger is as talented as we thought she was,
I'm
but we
sorry,
knew that.
And this was Adam that was saying that crayons do not belong in your butt. How do you feel about Sharpie markers?
Well, you're making it work. All right.
Ambrosia.
Look at
you
my G.
You should do this at the next convention.
Oh, that's
signing autographs like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Start autographing everything. Maybe we should save this.
Yeah, but you know, you can always make a crayon in a butt plug shape.
Put it on your fridge.
There you go. Make a crayon with a butt plug. A butt plug with a crayon holder.
How would you like this signed?
I'd rather have the Sharpie than the autograph.
You know what's funny is we just put it right back into the box where everybody will use it later.
Oh, did you see that look Jenny gave us?
Oh, Jenny's shaking her head going, no.
You will not do that.
It's my Sharpie. I brought it. I paid for it. It's my Sharpie. If you want to use my things, you take the risk.
Fight.
Adam, thank you so much. I'm going to be bringing crayons in and doing a wonderful piece of artwork with them. Thank you so much for the suggestion. So far, there's very few things, a light bulb and a gerbil that don't belong in your butt.
Anything breakable.
Oh, yes.
That can leave sharp edges and things, obviously.
Yeah.
Lead-based paint thing.
There you go. Now that one I'll go with. Are my panties cute? Look at that.
They're adorable.
Polka.
That is really cute.
They're adorable.
It looks like a bathing suit I have. That's cute.
They're Tarjay.
Oh my God, that's where I got it from, too.
Yeah.
People young enough to wear bathing suits in public, I'm so impressed. I no longer wear bathing suits in public. I'm either naked at home, I'm naked at a nudist resort,
you're
I'm covered.
You're always naked.
At home, yes.
I'm either naked, or naked.
And so why would you not wear a bathing suit if you're naked all the time?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't go to beaches. If I'm going to go to a beach where people have to wear suits, I'm going to wear a sarong because I'm in the sarong generation now.
Even if you're in the water?
But then, because they have to get out of the water. And then where's the sarong going to be? Because at the beach, and you have to walk like 20 feet to get the sarong, and that's not okay.
That's true. Or you can have a boy there.
Yeah, hey.
What if you wear a boy?
Yeah, right?
A thong with one of those sheer white blouses over it. With,
exactly.
You know, and no bra. Yeah. Maybe button just the top buttons.
That's a nice
and your neck, you get your dress a little bit wet.
See, the best...
the oh, the, you know what? We're almost, we,
oh, wow.
We shit. We shit.
Love you.
Marley Blaze, thank you so much for coming in, honey. We can
thank
follow you. You were absolutely wonderful. And
so are you.
Such
thank
a
you.
Great trooper. Thank you. Thank you. We can follow you at MarleyBlaze Marley Blaze on
yes.
Twitter.
Yes.
At Twitter. Delilah Davis, where can we follow you?
Delilah Davis XXX on Twitter.
Delilah Yay. Davis XXX. Yay. Now, does Delilah have an H at the end?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it does. Delilah
biblical,
Davis.
The biblical Delilah.
I was thinking biblical
hey,
when
Delilah.
I saw you.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to promote or tell us about right now that you're doing coming out?
Wait, I'm sorry. Say the
anything, anything else that's coming out? Anything new? Anything you want to tell us about?
No, not really. I mean, you kind of Google it. I have Yay. A shoe with kink on the 13th.
Yay.
Excited about.
Woo. Yay. Who's your partner?
I have no idea.
Cool. Some guy.
No, yeah, somebody.
Some guy.
Some guy. And they don't hire guys Yay. That don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't.
They
really
beat the shit out of me. I'm excited.
Oh, I love kink.com.
Do you like Thumpy or Stingy?
Do I like what?
Thumpy or
no,
Stingy?
No, Stingy.
Oh, my girl. I love Kane.
Yeah. Except on the bottom of my feet.
Oh, I hate
shit
that.
Shit hurts so bad.
It does. Yeah.
That will bring a tear to my eye.
Yeah, but no, no. Thank you so much for coming in. Stevie, we want you to follow Stevie at Skip Happy Snap on Twitter. I want to thank you so much. I want to keep calling you Snappy, but it's Skippy.
Sparky.
Thank you, Sparky.
Nina Land.
And who are you?
I'm Nina Hartley.
And where can we follow you?
At Nina Land on Twitter. My website is nina.com.
And I am, of course, blame it on Ginger.
That's like if you're being old.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening in at SkidRowStudios.com.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, I want to live a life of sin. I want to be like Ginger Lynn, Laura Dean.